Now I want to look at the operation of pay-as-you-earn and reporting requirements. Firstly, we have to remember it is the employer's responsibility to operate PAYE and deduct Class 1 NICs where deductions are required. Pay-as-you-earn only applies to the cash element of the termination payment. If the payment is within the Section 401 exemption provisions, no tax will be deductible if the total payment does not exceed the £30,000 tax exemption limit. Where any part of the payment is liable to income tax, and payment is made on or before the date of termination of the employment, then deductions should be based on the existing tax code number, and we would have to include the payment on the leavers Form P45, which most employers have to submit electronically anyway. Where the termination payment is made after the date of termination of the employment, code basic rate should be used, deducting income tax at the basic rate of 20% and in accordance with the pay-as-you-earn regulations. In this situation, the employer should not include the payment on the Form P45 and should not issue a second or amended P45 either. Payments within the Section 401 exemption provisions will not be earnings for Class 1 NIC purposes, and as I've already said, no Class 1 NICs are due and there is no exemption limit. Where a payment of earnings is made before the date of leave-in, the employer should deduct NICs in the usual way. If a payment of earnings is made after the date of leave-in and the termination of the employment, then a weekly earnings bracket would normally apply when calculating the Class 1 NICs. HMRC guidance can be found in the CWG2 Employer's Guide to PAYE and NICs at Chapter 5, Paragraph 135. The requirement to report termination packages only applies where tax is due on the excess over the £30,000 exemption limit. HMRC tells us there is no need to report cash-only packages, and there's no need to report mixed packages of less than £30,000, where it comes within Section 401. However, where the termination package exceeds £30,000 and includes non-cash benefits, perhaps medical insurance or the continued use of a company car, then a report should be made to HMRC by 6th of July after the tax year end. The employer may choose to report earlier, perhaps at the time the employee leaves and when the employer wants to provide details to the leaver. There is no prescribed form or format for the report, which could be a letter that should be copied to the employee. The information to be provided would include the total estimated value of the termination package, details of any cash payments, and the cash equivalent of any non-cash benefits. HMRC will require an estimate of any future cash payments and benefits, and an estimate of the total lifetime package with details of the terms and types of future benefits. Again, for example, company car provided for 12 months, medical insurance provided until retirement date. A report may need to be made later to provide details of any variations in the package. Well, in